Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Internet love with a fair, Paris to Melbourne, a shocking and sordid new romance thriller novel from author Ken Edward, chronicles the Parisian wife Ellen, who was devastated to learn of her husband's multiple affairs, wanting to even the score and find something for herself. Well, she begins looking for someone on the internet on romance sites. There, she meets Charlie. After 12 erotic months of correspondence, Ellen sells all of her possessions, cashes in her life insurance policies, and flies halfway around the world to meet him in Melbourne, Australia. But the man she thinks is the love of her life is hiding big secrets from her, and before long she finds herself in an entanglement that she did not bargain for. Ken Edward was born in Riverland, South Australia, lived in the country most of his life, worked on many vineyards, including one in South Australia, for 30 years. Ken Edward, author of Internet Love with a Fair, Paris to Melbourne, joins us via Skype from Adelaide, Australia, on This Week in America. Ken, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
I love your imagination. I love the story. I say imagination. I understand this is what sort of loosely based on a true story is how you came up with this storyline. How did this all begin, the story for Internet Love with Affair?
Well, it was based on about 10 years where there was about five families coming over from Europe and finding that things just didn't work right. And I sort of based it on five couples and magically integrated it into one story, which is now being put into the book, which I feel proud that it's been has been done now.
And well, you should. It's an excellent job in writing. It's a great story. I see this as a television movie or a motion picture. Any talk about doing this? This is so visual as we're reading it. You can feel the tension. You can sense the drama. The storyline is so real, and it's set in today with the internet love. Any talk about maybe a movie out of all of this?
Not yet. I'm waiting to see what happens after this interview. I've had connections with two or three people that if this doesn't go on as a movie, I could then get back into connections, which can put me in to a producer, which will communicate with me and work together just to get this a movie off the ground. It's likely to take anywhere between 3 to 5 years. So once they approve of the communication and the way we can put things together, we will then work together as good as we can to hopefully that it'll be one of the best films that can be produced.
Well, I see that happening. So let's begin the conversation. 3 to 5 years, we're young guys. We've got the time. We could wait and watch this develop. We've got the international travel, so many elements of this that make it such a compelling book, Internet Love with Affair, Paris to Melbourne by Ken Edward, our guest on the program. Those elements translate so well to the screen and being able to see all of this. How long did it take for you to go from, you know, I'm seeing this pattern in some of these families? I think you mentioned five or six families where they come, they think they're finding happiness. It doesn't turn out that way at all. How long did it take for you to realize, you know, there's a story here, a real good story to hear? How long did it take to take this and write the book?
Well, I put a lot of notes down over the 10 years, and then there was a couple of people I knew just said to me, well, you know, we were discussing about different families, and they said, well, someone should write a book. So I got onto my computer and I started writing, and just kept going until it was done. I had all the notes there, so I just put it in the storyline.
So this is interesting, the progression where you had sort of the draft, the outline, didn't you? It was just a matter at putting it in story form when you went back. Let's start and talk about some of the characters. Talk about Ellen. How did you develop her? Give us a little bit about Ellen's background.
Well, Ellen has taken on a very responsible role. I had to sit down and work out two people which would the best for the characters. So I sat down and I started writing on Ellen and Charlie, and then I thought, well, these are two names that were going to click to people's minds rather than have some other names that just didn't relate. So then, as I was writing and progressing along with the story, I could see that the characters were playing a very special role, and just maintaining to keep that storyline going. And as the different families moved around Australia to try to find happiness, and quite often it wasn't there. So I had to sit really carefully and make sure that Ellen and Charlie played the right part.
You know, that's fascinating how you develop Ellen. Here's someone who is betrayed by her husband, goes on the internet, thinks she finds happiness. And as I say, she cashed in everything, didn't she? She was all
Oh,
in for
yes,
Charlie.
she gave up her life in Paris to come and hopefully that Charlie was the love of her life. And when she came, she was so proud to be able to see him in person and realize that he was the type of person. He's a charming person, Charlie. And she thought, well, this is my love of my life. I can stay with him. And then, as she found out that he didn't like more than he liked one more than one lady, he decided that he liked to have one or two at a time. So when she got the text message about Charlie one morning, she just couldn't believe it. She broke down in tears and anxiety stepped in. And when she confronted Charlie says, oh, it's got nothing to worry about. Don't believe it. There's nothing going on. And these text messages then progressed more and more. And then as 3 or 4 weeks go by, she found that Liz came online texting her that she was also having an affair. And she just couldn't believe that the person was the love of her life, and this is the way things worked out. But she decided that she'd came from Paris over the time and was going to make sure that she would stay with him and continue. So as time progressed, he then settled down and found that that Ellen was the better of the three, but she had to convince him. So as after this, about I think it was about 9 months, they decided to get married. So she felt safe then, once they were married, and then they decided to move up to north of Queensland and came across some floods, and things just didn't seem to go right. And she found that she was going from one problem to another and couldn't believe that this could happen to one person. And so she decided she'd stick together and maintain this role as happy person. But deep down underneath, she was quite concerned that what she left behind in Paris wasn't what she came to Australia to find, that this happiness was there. But after the role got going, she then found happiness with Charlie, and he did settle down, and he promised her that there was no more affairs, and he would love her better than what he had in the first 12 months. And so as the story progressed, it showed that they did get into a really good love affair, and they were very happy.
It's such a compelling story, and you can imagine as Ken is describing what Ellen is going through and the emotions from selling everything, going halfway around the world, realizing that the man she met on the internet isn't really who he is in real life, and the ups and the downs, the physical threat that she thought she was living through, the fact that you get depressed and suddenly you're worrying about whether life is really worth continuing, and then all the way through the progression of that relationship. The book is Internet Love with Affair, Paris to Melbourne by Ken Edward. Ken, most of the research on this, the basic storyline came from your observation in neighbors and hearing them yell down the neighborhood in the middle of the night at each other, I understand. How about...
Yeah, well, that's right.
Yeah.
I mean, where close where I am, I could hear these people yelling and screaming and just couldn't believe that they were the type of people that's supposed to have been in love and came over from overseas and... to find that this husband, this person that was just yelling and screaming and trying to dictate to her, and this was some of the first notes that I actually put down and couldn't believe that such things took place, because people give up their lives and saying, well, look, we've got to come to another country, everything's going to be right, and to find that this doesn't happen, and it's totally... anxiety steps in. And of course, some of them, their family just said to them, well, you've gone to the other side of the world and you have to deal with all these. And the support from families was just not there. And this didn't make a good picture in the minds of the people that I've chosen to put in this story. So they decided they'd try and stick to things together. But sometimes it just didn't work. So they just had to, over 4 or 5 years, they just had to part. Some of them did part. Some of them kept going. And this really made things good for the story, because it gave a variety of just what can yes. happen over four or five people. I mean, it doesn't happen to everybody, but it does happen more than what a lot of people think.
Well, yes.
They don't even acknowledge this. They just happen to realize that this is life now. We're going to stay here and we must get on with life. So they make the best of what they can.
You know, it's interesting. You probably never realized, especially in the beginning, that when you were hearing this, maybe waking you up from sleep in the middle of the night, this was research for the book. This all came in handy, and you stored all of this information mentally, writing it down to go back to put this compelling novel together, Internet Love with Affair, Paris to Melbourne by Ken Edward. Book available at the usual places. I'll send you to exlibris.com. Ken's website, the first place to go, internetlovewithaffair.com. That's, of course, the name of the book, internetlovewithaffair.com. All of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The other element of that is this whole internet out there and the romance sites. And, boy, you read some of that, and it's compelling, and you can see almost why somebody who wants to believe it, decides this is something I'm going to commit to. What was it like in doing research? How much did you do at some of these romance sites? Because some of these are very believable, aren't they?
Well, yeah, people were quite open. Once they realized that I knew other people in the same situation, they were more open. But there was a couple that tried to hide it. But you can see the body language within the two people that it just wasn't there. And you could see that when you meet them, that things weren't right. And as much as they can hide it, but there's certain elements in life that you could see once you know what to look for, that once things are not going right, then you try to sit down and talk to them. And once they realize that you're thinking of other people as well, so they just open up a little bit and tell you what they know, but they don't tell you everything. So you've got to then realize a story. You have to then fill in the little bits that sometimes they don't tell you.
They can sort of guide you in that direction, but don't go all the way. And that's why this is so believable. Internet Love with a Fare, Paris to Melbourne. Ken Edward is the author. Our guest coming via Skype from Adelaide, Australia. His website is internetlovewithafare.com. You've done such a compelling job with this. The book receiving excellent reviews. Hopefully the talk of a motion picture will begin as soon as we get finished on the program today. What are you working on now? Do you have another book that you're working on?
Well, I have two books.
Fantastic.
But I, at this stage, I haven't made a name of it, but it's to do with a person that, how would I put it, got in love and then found that things didn't work out very well. And, well, the main character is Mary. And where she comes in and takes over this person's life because she was a dictator and she wanted to rule the family, and then decided that once things wasn't going her way, she's decided that she would pull out of the marriage after 27 years, taking nearly everything that the person has had. And so I've got to sit down and really work on that type of story as well.
I love the storyline there, and anxious to read that book as well. And you can follow Ken and how everything is progressing. Of course, you can get information and purchase the book, Internet Love with a Fare, at his website. Information on Ken as an author, internetlovewithafare.com, the website. The book is Internet Love with a Fare, Paris to Melbourne. Ken, a couple minutes left in the program. You've got a fascinating background. You've worked since, what, age 6 or 7? Your mother passed away, and it was up to you and the others to sort of keep the family going. Where did this love for writing begin? When did this start for you?
Well, it only started probably 10 years ago. So many people said to me, you've got an interesting life. Why don't you write a book? Well, my number 3 book will probably be my life, of the way it started, and then my mother passed away, and then we went to different aunties, and some of them didn't work out. And of course, over 4 years, Dad decided that he had to come from Renmark to Adelaide and settle down and started to build a house. But back them days, it wasn't easy building houses. Timber supplies were hard to get, and it took a while to get going. But once he got it built, we all moved back together again. And my sister, she was 12 and I was about 9. She decided that she had to go out and look at boys and do her sports. And she didn't worry about cooking the meals. And, of course, someone had to take over. Yes. So I decided I was the one that just had to step up and make sure that the family was fed, because we had 2 brothers younger than I am and a brother older than I am, plus my father. And, of course, my father worked 48 hours a week back then, and he had no time to do much. So we, another brother, as he got older, the youngest one, between the both of us, we pulled together and we got things going that way. And then when I was 15, I moved to the Riverland to get a job, which I always liked to work on the land, and it went quite good for a while, but things went a bit haywire, so I decided to move back to Adelaide. And then eventually my father bought a small property milking 25 cows, and then he leased some more land that took it up to 50 cows. So then I decided to go on another dairy south of Adelaide. And from there, I went into the flour business. Then I, in 91, Australia had a recession, and of course flowers weren't bought back then. So I had to get another job, and in the meantime my wife then decided to pull out, and I was almost bankrupt, so I had to restart again. And thank goodness that the vineyard here in McLaren Vale, things were moving pretty fast, so they gave me a job and allowed me to work 12 hours a day if I wanted to. And then after about 5 or 6 years, things quietened down, and I'm still there today.
That's a fantastic story, and that will make a good book. So book number three will be Ken's life story. Boy, so many stories there that with his ability to write will come alive, and we can find out how Ken got where he is today with all of the background, all of the people, all of the circumstances. Boy, the time has gone by so quickly. Ken Edward, our guest on the program, coming to us via Skype from Adelaide, Australia, talking about his novel, Internet Love with a Fair, Paris to Melbourne. You can find the book the usual places, exlibris.com for one. Best place to go, because you get information on Ken, you'll get information on upcoming books, and you can order the book there as well, is Ken's website, which is internetlovewithafair.com. All of that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Ken, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. We just kicked off the conversation for the motion picture. Hopefully we'll get somebody to pay attention to that. I'd love to see this come to life on the screen, but it's an excellent job in writing the book. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be with you.
It is our pleasure. Ken Edward, the author of Internet Love with a Fair, Paris to Melbourne. All the information on his website, internetlovewithafair.com. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.